Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to thank Motumbo Kanyana for identifying some of the impasse or lack of apathy or whatever you may call it, and attributing not only to some political differences that helped to sink the Durban conference, but also to the lack of resources, and the, which boils down to lack of political will. It's refreshing to hear the speakers, not only he, but others are beginning to say, as well as more NGOs, that there needs to be more action from states themselves and to let go of their political differences and try to sit down with dialogue and to work together. When I left one of the meetings from one of the DDPA or complementary standards, I was met by one individual on the street, and he said, neither the North nor the South is supporting you. So where do you go from here? So if there is no initiative from states, and as one particular diplomat said, we know your issue. So when we see you coming, and I can see the body language myself, we avoid you. The issue is well out there. So if you continue to avoid diplomacy, international cooperation, willingness to address, then where does that leave us? We go into the same vicious circle. And as he said, it took George Floyd to draw more attention. And even then, we got a reduced resolution. We also have Indigenous and others who suffer the same fate at the hands of our white oppressors, whom the United States literally said is for the white race. And we have to adhere to the ascendancy of the European civilization. So I'm hoping that some of this will spark some kind of impetus on the part of states to sit down and talk and work together. And then if George Floyd, perhaps you can make a recommendation, because we can only say much, we can only do so much. We come here as we have to, as diplomats, and we need also some of you speakers who are called on to speak to give them some kind of incentive in order to move forward. So how do we move forward? And I ask this to Mr. Kanyana, thank you.